Hey everyone, welcome to the Slice of Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is Vinny Romano, the co-founder of HomeHQ.ai. Vinny, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jared. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I feel energized now. You know, I was a little tired before this, but then I see that shirt. I'm sensing some good energy from you. Let's dive in. Tell the audience about yourself.
Yeah, you got your second win. Let's go. So what's up? My name is Vinny, co-founder of HomeHQ.ai. Basically, HomeHQ provides personalized AI assistance for real estate agents. When a site visitor is interacting with your real estate website, interacting with the AI assistant that we provide for you, we're keeping track of all that behavior, and we're giving you like a simple analytics dashboard that's going to give you kind of information about what's going on with your listing, how people are interacting with it, give you some insights. You don't have to be an analyst. The AI does the work for you, but that's sort of the long and short of it.
And before you, how are things done?
So typically, if you're, let's say, Jared, you're in the market for a home and you're browsing and you search, Lower East Side apartments for sale, and you land on some brokerage website and you see this place that, oh, this looks good. I want to take a look at this home, right? Typically, there would be kind of a little contact form on the webpage that you're visiting, and that's relying on you, the web user, to take that first step and provide all of your information. You got to give everyone your name, your email, your phone number. You got to say, oh, these are the times I'm available to see the house. Can I see it on Saturday? Can I see it on Monday? A lot of times it even relies on you to pick up the phone and say, hey, call the agent, and just gives you a phone number. And really what we're doing is we're providing a more frictionless way to get that web user into your ecosystem as a real estate agent, to turn that web user into an actual lead. The chat assistant will pop up in the corner and say, hey, I'm Jared's, let's say you're the listing agent, I'm Jared's AI assistant. You can ask me anything about this house 24/7 in any language. And then it starts a little bit of a dialogue.
I love it. And it just seems like such a great use case of AI. And I think this is something I talked with someone the other day about, right? For those that are worried about AI, AI is really meant to empower users, not necessarily like take away jobs or anything like, right? It's really right. Meant to be a solid guide. Now, will there be some jobs that go away as a result of, but that's just innovation in general. Things progress, right? So
there will also be jobs created, right? As you need people to work on prompting and things like that.
But it's important for everyone that's interested in this space to have an understanding of AI, or those will be the jobs that may be in trouble in the future, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that don't know how to leverage it. So what made you want to start this?
Yeah, good question. So my co-founder, Oliver, was a real estate agent, right? And when he was an agent, he was getting frustrated with, this sucks. Like, why don't we have better tools for this? Why don't we know anything that's going on our site? Why am I wasting so much time? I'm driving around to meet these people who I don't even know how interested they are. All I know from them is that they filled out some form on a stupid website. And it's like, what am I doing? I'm driving an hour to this home just to show them. And I've got other listings that I could be showing instead. I need something to help me focus, prioritize, save me time. People are calling me. I'm busy. I call them back. They're busy. I lose a day for no reason. Like, there's got to be a better way. And he actually left real estate, went into robotics, actually, and then went to school for a computer science program with a focus in AI. So was in real estate, went to AI school, put the two together. And that's kind of the origin of HomeHQ. For me, I spent the last decade working in digital media, where we measure everything that goes on website, social media profiles, ad platforms, whatever. We measure everything. So, and my background is in analytics. My job, my last company, was essentially running the analytics team and keeping the whole company educated on all of our data and what it means. So I'm all about that. I'm all about like, let's empower everyone with the most information to help them make smart, effective decisions, right? So for me, I'm excited to really bring that more to an industry that's a bit lacking, a bit behind in terms of tracking online, you know, employing new technologies, that sort of thing. And Oliver and I are old friends, so we linked up and started working on this together, and that's where we are.
I love it. And you know, you kind of talked about it there a second there, where the industry has some challenges that they're trying to innovate. This is mm-hmm. not the easiest. I mean, most industries are not easy to innovate in, right? But this is an industry that is, for the most part, set in its ways. What are some of the challenges that you faced in kind of breaking through early on, and you know, how did you tackle some of those challenges? Right, it's I'm imagining a lot of it is education about, hey, you can do it this way now. But because you kind of came from a space where, okay, you're tracking everything. People want that information you have, and it's not to say they don't want that in real estate, but the space you were in before, they're used to wanting all that information. And this space, right, they didn't know it was like necessarily possible before, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, definitely true. We've actually found that people are really interested in AI and how they can use AI. A lot of people don't really know much about it, but we've gotten really positive feedback from people wanting to learn how they can use like new tools, new tech in general. And we're still doing it, you know, we're still early on, and we're still bringing lots of people on board. But we debuted at Inman Connect in New York earlier this year, back in January. And it was great timing because everyone at the conference was talking about AI. I think half the sessions over those 3 days at the conference were all about AI. So the industry is ready. Like, the industry is ready. They want AI. There is definitely an education process, but once we get people on the phone and explain to them, or a video demo, and once we explain to them, hey, here's your little analytics suite, this is all you have to do is look at it, and it tells you. You don't have to be a data analyst. You don't have to know software. You don't have to know anything. You just log in and you say, okay, how many conversations are happening? What are they talking about? What's the sentiment analysis? Are the people liking the pool? Are they liking the kitchen? What should I change the photos to? Where should I have an open house this weekend? How do I allocate my resources better? And it just spoon feeds it to you. So, yeah.
What, like, talk me through the vision. Where do you see the company in like the next 5 years? I know that's not the easiest thing to talk about, but what can you share with us about where you think you'll be in 5 years from now?
Great question. Let me think for a second before I share all of our secret plans. Definitely beyond residential real estate agents. Okay. So similar AI tools. The AI assistants have applications obviously beyond residential real estate agents, right? So certainly branching out into other areas of real estate. Something in the much nearer future that I can talk about a little bit is our plan to have buyer matching and seller matching on the platform itself, where we can have agents creating profiles for buyers that they may have, and then other agents who have listings, we can actually match people that way instead of relying on people to land on your website and then reach out to them with the AI assistant. That way we can actually have buyer matching. AI is really good at matching, like in general. So that's like a really great use case for it. That's something we're working on now. Yeah,
you don't have to dig much more.
I'll tease that out for now. I'm
envisioning it would have been funny to have you say, "I'm going to tell you our master plan," and then we mute you, and I say, "Wow, that's incredible," and then we cut. That would have been.
That's really funny.
But no, it's super exciting, and I know this is just the start for you guys, and you'll continue to evolve. And talk me through what's going to be important for your growth is. taking that feedback that you get from customers today, how do you decide what's like great feedback that you're going to implement and what's feedback that's just, you know, okay, this is feedback, but not actionable feedback that we're going to leverage?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think, I mean, the most important thing is where's that feedback coming from, right? So there's a lot of people that we've spoken to at like a few conferences. Like I mentioned, we did Inman Connect back in January. We also did Gold Bar Live like a month ago, where we talked to lots of agents, brokers, like other like real estate adjacent businesses. And at the end of the day, like we're building something that's for real estate brokerages and individual agents. And I can get to that in a second. We're kind of doing custom integrations for brokerages like big enterprise solutions. And we're also doing just quick, easy landing pages for any agent who can just get one up in a few minutes with all the same tech. So it depends, you know, if we're getting a lot of feedback from a brokerage saying, oh, you know, this part isn't useful, I wouldn't use that. And we get that feedback from a few brokerages. We're saying, wow, you know, we're trying to build something off of brokerages here. We need to make sure that our priorities are aligned, right? And so we're constantly taking that feedback into account and figuring out, okay, what do we need to build next? What's really important to these people who are going to be our clients?
What's your approach to like how you'll continue to fund the company as well?
Great question. Not totally sure that I should answer that.
You don't have to.
Totally transparently. But
the reason I ask is because sometimes we have people listening that want to invest or get involved in some way. And it's just it's a heads up for them. But here's if there's ever opportunities that you are taking investment from either angels or funds or whatever, just and it's open, let us know. And we'll just do a shout out so we can let people tuning in know that that's an option. That's gotcha. All, that's why I ask.
Gotcha. Understood. Yeah, we are going to. I was going to talk about this anyway, but we're doing TechCrunch early stage in Sweet. Boston in a couple of weeks. So that's coming up, and that's a big event for early stage founders and VCs.
Oh, you're going to meet a ton of VCs there too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're doing a session there on the stage. We have a booth. You know, we're expecting to command a lot of attention, you know, at early stage. And so really looking forward to that. We're doing a talk on basically how to bring your idea into a company, right? Into building a product, getting that early funding and making it happen, taking feedback, actually building it. And then we're also breaking off into these little what they call brain dates, little side sessions, group discussions about some specific topics, which should be really fun.
Well, you'll have to let me know how the early stage conference goes in Boston. I used to live in Boston for a couple of years, and I was like, I'm not there now for this event. That would be so cool. The option is to go up, right? And that still might happen. I don't know yet. But, man, you're going to have a good time, too. You're going to meet a lot of great people.
It's going to be great.
You should look into... at some point too, like underscore ventures out in Boston. I wouldn't be surprised if they're there, but they have cool events through they basically had like an annual event that was awesome and all these great founder resources too. If you're ever just, you want like really great podcasts or materials, Startup Secrets. I went through that when they were first starting it, and it is the best, like resources, like free resources for founders that I've ever experienced. And they bring in all these founders that have like, which one of their portfolio companies excelled at hiring? They brought that person in to teach you how to hire. Which one is really good at fundraising? They brought that person in to teach you how to fundraise. So it was like real life examples and not just, you know, some VCs that were, you know, maybe offering up advice that was either warranted or not warranted. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. And underscore is on my list.
I love it. Yeah. You'll have fun talking with them. They're a good group. But yeah, I'm really excited for you and what's next. I mean, what excites you the most about what you're tackling?
I think for me, the most, like I touched on this a little bit earlier, the most exciting thing for me is to kind of help push things in a way that's saying, hey, there's a smarter way. Let's learn from what we actually can track and what we can know, right? A lot of most real estate agents and brokers, they aren't, you know, they're tracking their sales cycle. They use that CRM and they know, okay, here's how many like real qualified leads we have, and here's how many contacts we made and how many people we showed the house to, and all these, you know, down to an offer and when you finally close on a home. So they know that, but they're not tracking what's on their website as much. And a lot of those leads are landing on that site. And then from what's happening on there, it's like, well, when they call, then we'll start tracking it, right? And that's just, there's a better way, right? So that's what I'm really excited about.
Well, Vinny, I'm really excited about the next steps for you and on your journey and building out this business. Wishing you the best of luck. Can't wait to continue the conversation and have you on again in the near future for some updates. But thanks so much for joining me here today.
All right. Thank you, Jared. My pleasure.